Hello. Hello.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? I think you can. You're not dreaming. Relax, relax, relax. I'm not gonna hurt you. I think you know how I got in here. Look at me. You're not crazy. Believe me. I wish you were. Go ahead, try to touch me. Here, go ahead. Touch my hand. Touch it. You won't feel anything. See? You can say it. I'm a ghost. Oh? And what is a ghost supposed to be? Well, I'm not that. I'm just a girl who made some really bad decisions. Look, can you calm down? I'm not gonna kill you. I can't even touch you. Well, that's the question, isn't it? What do I want? I don't know. I really don't even know anymore. I don't want to be dead. Not yet, anyway. Could we maybe just talk? I'd like to get to know you a little. I just want to know. It's nice to talk to someone who doesn't want to call a priest or something. That's really interesting. Can you tell me more? I'm sorry, I've just been so bored. Do you know how long I've been dead? It's been 10 years. Yeah, no, at least I didn't age anymore. I don't know, I can't leave this apartment. I don't know why. Every time I try, it's just like the exit gets further away. I think you'd have to be dead to understand. Well, yes. Yeah, you can see the marks on my neck, right? That's from my ex-boyfriend. I hope he's dead. He clearly killed me. It's okay. I get why it happened. Like I said, girl who made really dumb decisions. It wasn't like it was the first time he tried. It was bound to happen. Look, I don't want to talk about it. I want to hear more about you. What do you do? Where are you from? Why did you get this apartment when it's clearly haunted? And what's the world like now? Sorry. Sorry. It's been a while. Usually people see me and leave, or they just try to pretend I don't exist. I end up screaming at them to just listen to me, and then they beg me to stop. Like, they're the ones who are being ignored. So, like, talk to me. Where are you from? Oh, that's cool. And why this place? You know the rent is really low for a reason. Ha. Well, thank you for not being scared of me. It gets old, you know? I really hate it when they call a priest. It has happened before. They throw water at me and shove a cross in my face. Not sure what that's supposed to do. I can't die again, so. Well, some of it's true. Like, I can't leave. That part is. I think it's true that you can't leave if you have unfinished business. Well, I'm pretty sure it has to do with the marks around my neck. Yeah, well, might as well come out and say it. He didn't just kill me. He stole sex from me. I don't just mean that he raped me. I mean he took everything good about sex away from me. I hated it. I really, really hated it. You know what that's like, mister? Have you had, like, sex that was bad? Really? Well, No. I'm just surprised. You're a man. Isn't sex supposed to be like pizza? Like, even when it's bad, it's still good? No way. I mean, can you tell me about it? Wait, hold on. Just a sec. Ghost trick. Oh. Okay. That makes sense. Oh, shit. Oh, that is so sad. Okay, got it. Wow, that's a lot. Sorry, did I tell you that I can read minds? It's nice. Just kind of draining. But it's kind of cool that you can understand what that meant to me. I mean, he was the only man I ever had sex with. I kept wondering, is it like this for everyone or just me? So, that's the feeling I had all the time. Look, I'm not bragging or anything. That would be really sad. It gives me hope that there might be guys like you who actually think about what someone else would want. You know, empathy. Ghosts are good at that. I wish I were better. Maybe I would have been angrier for myself. So, yeah. Yeah, that's my unfinished business, long story short. Yeah, I just have to have good sex, and that's why I will never get to move on. Because this is why. What? You didn't feel that? You should feel my hand on your dick, shouldn't you? It went right through your pants. Yeah. Oh, I've definitely tried. I tried everything. I've tried scaring men. I've tried coercing them, threatening them, seducing them, asking them, not asking them. It didn't matter. None of them felt a thing, and neither did I. I couldn't touch them. And men don't really seem to like fucking the air. It's okay. Honestly, I don't even know why I went into all of that. I kind of go on autopilot and assume I'm going to try to have sex with whomever is in the room and it won't work. It just doesn't. I just kind of thought we could chat. I don't know. I get bored. And I like you. I mean, I did read your mind, so I know you pretty well. Even the parts you think are super secret and embarrassing. And honestly, I think you're a pretty good guy. With a few very weird kinks. Oh, I know, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't apologize, but I'm sorry. When you learn to read minds, trust me, it's not something you can just turn off. Me. It's not that interesting of a story. Distant parents, fell in love with a bad guy, you know. I didn't exactly have time to have a ton of experiences before I died. I guess I'm 29 now, but I died 10 years ago. Yeah, so the sex thing. Yeah, like I said, I was dumb and young, and he found me when I was in a vulnerable place, and he made me think he was the best thing that happened to me. I wanted to have sex with him, but when it happened, it was horrible. He told me that if I loved him, I would do it. So I did. Again and again. I've had a long time to think about it. Well, it's also kind of like my first time I've gotten to talk to someone about it. Anyway, I think I feel bad for myself for being so stupid. I know I didn't know any better. I thought maybe that was how all sex was. Painful. Something you did out of duty or guilt. I was just dumb. But the really sad part is that I wanted to have sex. Like I legit got horny. This asshole didn't even let me masturbate because he wanted me to save myself for him. I know, disgusting, right? So, like, I don't know.
I think it's sex. I read stories when I was younger, and it always sounded so amazing, and I thought I would have that, and then I never did. And now it's not possible. Yeah, can't feel anything. What a shitty story, huh? I'm a ghost who's stuck here forever because I can't have good sex. Nah, it's okay. I'm just glad you're not scared of me. And that you're not, like, fucked up in ways that are too ugly for me. Sorry. I mean, you'll find out someday when you can read minds. Everyone is really fucked up. The world's a tough place.
You're pretty good deep down, though. Dude, trust me, you don't want me to tell you. You already know what's fucked up about you, and it probably makes you really uncomfortable. But you know what? You're alive, and you can do something about it. I'm not a therapist. Sorry, this stuff is just old for me. I get bored a lot. But hey, the fact that it bothers you, it's a good sign, right? Can I read your mind now? Yeah. I know you do. It's okay. Most people who are into women find me pretty attractive. I mean, we can try if you want, but, like, it's not gonna do a lot for you. Or me. Yeah, I can take ghost clothes off. But I feel like things would get weird between us if I let you masturbate to my naked body. I mean, weirder, at least. I believe you. I wish you could help me, too. Oh, sure, all the time. I've tried to pick up a piece of paper for years. Sometimes I imagine that I moved it and it turns out that there's just a breeze. I seriously don't know what things feel like at all anymore. I breathe out of habit. I mean, not having to go to the bathroom's pretty cool, but you know what would be even cooler is having something to eat or drink. Like, you mean tell me? That could be fun. Do you have something to drink? Cool. Okay. This might be fun. Can you drink a coffee? I used to love coffee. You will? Okay. Yes, thank you. I'll wait here. Hey, you didn't run away. Yeah, I'm ready. No, wait. Slow down. Tell me how it feels, like, in your hand. Yeah, I remember. Is it hot? Yeah, like how? Does it burn your hand? Or does it just make your hand nice and cozy? Oh, wow. You're pretty descriptive. Yeah, please, more is better. Okay, cool. Yeah, can you smell it now? Oh, that sounds amazing. I love that roasted smell with that little bitter edge. My mouth is watering. I haven't felt that in a while. Okay, take a sip. Did you add milk and sugar? Okay, good. That's how I liked it. Proceed. Oh, wow. Yeah, that sounds incredible. That full flavor, the texture of the liquid, the way the smell gets in your nose. Ugh, I am so jealous of you right now. I can almost taste it. Thank you. That was really nice. Like, wow, that was really nice. Nobody's done anything like that for me. I mean, I guess it's my fault for not thinking about it. But see, I told you, You're a good guy. Hey, are you thinking what I'm? Okay, yeah, you are. Do you think it would work? Like, could we make it feel real without your being able to touch me? I mean, I'm willing to try. If it doesn't work, then things will just be really awkward between us, that's all. So, yeah, I guess we just need to try to pretend that it's real. And maybe that will be good enough. Yeah, I guess I'll take my clothes off. You know, the nice thing about not eating is that I don't have to worry about maintenance anymore. And luckily, I was in good shape when I died. Your turn, right? It's cool. I'm not gonna suck out your soul. I can't even suck your dick, so you've got nothing to worry about. What? Don't you like me? Okay, then show me. Oh, come on, don't be nervous. I can't have sex with a floppy dick. Here, I'll just get on the bed. No, I can't feel the bed. I just kind of float up, and I can bend my legs as long as I don't think about it too much. Here, see? Looks like I'm straddling you on the bed. Hey, look at me. I'm going to pretend I'm touching you. Just gently rubbing my palm along the length. You can see it. Just try to feel it. Can you imagine what my hand would feel like touching you this gently? Maybe this will help. Just really, really try to pretend that you can feel it, and I'll make it look like it. Here. Oh, wow. There it goes. Holy crap. You went from zero to hard like nothing. Okay. Let me keep stroking it. No, don't touch it. I'm gonna do it. Watch me. Up and down. Up and down. Yeah. How does my hand feel? No, look at me. Look at me. I'm touching your cock, stroking you. Tell me, I need you to believe it, okay? Tell me what my hand feels like. Yeah. That's it. Good. There you go. I want to whisper something in your ear. I wish I could suck your cock right now. Oh my gosh, it moved. Like, right through my hand. I mean, I love how hot it feels. What do you think it'll feel like inside me? Good. I want you to imagine it already. I'm wet already. If I'm honest, it's from your coffee description earlier. No, I'm serious. It actually made me want to have sex with you. And I want us both to feel it. Yeah, I'm totally ready right now. Are we gonna do this thing? Okay. Let me just move and straddle you I'm gonna try to make it look like my legs are on the bed. Does this look right? Okay, cool. So, we're gonna fuck, huh? No, I'm just kind of excited. Like, I'm maybe a little too hopeful. Can you hold it up for me? Okay. Phew, all right. I'm ready. This is real. I'm going to have sex. It's going to feel good, and it's going to be with a good guy. Deep breath. Look at me. I'm gonna slide down on your cock, and you're gonna feel how tight and wet and hot I am inside. There's a real live girl on top of you, and she wants you inside her. Do you want to be inside me? Yeah? Do you want to feel me? Okay, then let's do this. I'm just gonna close my eyes and slide down. Okay, I can just imagine it pushing into me. Fuck. Please. I want it. Can you feel me? Tell me. Tell me how I feel. Yeah? Yeah? You like that? Do you like feeling me? Taking in every inch like this? I want to feel it. Tell me. Tell me how my pussy feels. I can read your mind, you know? Don't tell me what I want to hear. Tell me how it feels. I need it. Yes. Yes. That's it. Please. More. How wet am I? Yeah? Can you feel me squeezing your cock? Let go of your cock. I want you to fuck me. Come on, please. Fuck me. Please, look at me. Look me in the eyes. Am I real? Can you feel my pussy? I believe you. I believe you. God, oh, please. Please, fuck me. Fuck me the way you want to fuck me. Oh my God. I can feel you. Don't stop. I'm gonna rub my clit. This is what I wanted. Yes. Yes. Oh, God. Yes, please. Tell me more. Tell me it's real. Tell me this is happening. Tell me how wet I am. Tell me what every inch of my pussy feels like. Yes. Yes, that's what I want. That's what I want. Fuck me. God, fuck me. You're so warm. You're so warm inside. I haven't felt anything like this since I was alive. Please don't stop. Don't come. Not yet. I'm not there yet. I can feel your cock inside me, filling me up, stretching me. I can feel your pulse. You're so alive. I think I might be close. Yeah, keep going. Keep going. Look at me. Look at me. Look at this girl fucking you. Tell me. Tell me I'm real. Tell me how much you love fucking me. Oh, God, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. Come on. Come on. Come with me. Come with me, please. I need you. I need you to come. I can feel it. Oh, fuck. That was... that was as good as I always wanted it to be. Oh my god. Hey, did you come? Where is it then? Oh, whoa, look. There it is inside. What the fuck? Oh my god, that is so weird. You can see your dick right through me, but the cum is just hanging there in the air. That is so crazy. Something's happening. I'm being pulled. I'm so sorry. I think I'm leaving. I hope I see you again one day. Not too soon. I don't actually know what's next, but I'm ready to go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, kiss me.